There's a song in a musical called The Fantastics that goes like this.
Plant a radish, get a radish, never any doubt. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about.
This hymn to the glories of raising a garden, as opposed to the unpredictable results that come from raising children, is often right on. But this year I planted a radish, actually a whole row of them, and was surprised and amazed at the rainbow of colors and the colossal size of these typically tiny root crops. A banner year for spring gardens got off to an early start when I decided to use radishes as row markers for my carrot seed. Because radishes are so quick to germinate, they are often double cropped with carrots or other early season vegetables. The radishes come on like gangbusters, bursting from seed to plant to production, and thus serve as a reminder that slowpoke seeds are planted in the same space and will make an appearance later on if they aren't walked on or chopped off. I hadn't grown radishes in several years, so I chose something new to me, a variety called Easter Egg. I mixed radish and carrot seed together, threw it in a shallow furrow, covered it lightly, and then went about my non-gardening business. And then we were blessed with a series of spring rains. By the time I could traverse the saturated soil, the radishes had bushy tops, and the carrot seedlings were squeezed in the row like passengers on a rush hour subway. I carefully pulled a few radishes to alleviate the crowding and realized that not only were they a variety of brilliant Easter egg colors, but they were the size of eggs as well. Thus began the first great giveaway of the summer garden season as I pulled and bagged giant radishes that, because of the rain and cool spring growing conditions, were still firm and spicy sweet. The usual life expectancy of a radish crop in our part of the country is a few days because hot, dry, windy weather causes them to quickly turn from crisp to pithy and spicy to bitter. There's not a lot you can do with an abundance of radishes except give them away. Though early day cooks use them in broths and sauces, and tea sandwiches made with thin sliced radishes on butter or cream cheese sound interesting, the radish is usually relegated in its raw form to the relish tray or salad bowl. The emerging leaves of radish seedlings, as well as sprouts from the seeds, add zip to salad greens, and some varieties are grown for their spicy seed pods that form after the root has passed its prime. A relative of mustard and turnip, radish's tangy taste was a part of the diet of ancient Egyptians, as well as the Greeks and Romans. It's believed they were first cultivated in Asia, where they are very popular today in a larger form known as daikon. Usually white-skinned, though there is a black variety, daikon looks much like a carrot, 8 to 14 inches long. They're served in soups, sauces, and stir-fries in China and Japan. A few years ago in Japan, a giant daikon was discovered growing through concrete pavement, and it became a celebrity of sorts. Japanese entrepreneurs created radish dolls that became the toy of the moment for children and adults alike. I think it's appropriate for the country that created Godzilla to take a whimsical turn with giant radishes. I can personally attest to a fascination for my own crop of oversized underground Easter eggs this gardening season.